And we'll do the attendance. Legislator Haynes.
Present.
Legislator Collins.
Here.
Legislator Donaldson. And Legislator Oro.
Here.
Great. You've received the minutes, and I'd like a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Mr. Roberts?
Well, it's budget time. We've been up to Albany for a bit, and I want to thank the legislators. They gave us our floor, which is something we've been asking for 4 years. And what that means is we'll get no less than what we got this year, whether our enrollment's down or up. And Great. Then they even made it nicer. They said, we'll give you the floor, which is 98% of whatever your base was. But if you go above that in enrollment, we'll give you an additional $100 per FTE. So whatever's greater, they're going to give you. So it was a really win for us. So this is
great. For you.
So thanks.
Yeah,
great.
Congratulations.
But it's still the challenge is going to be next year. We are predicting enrollment to be down next year.
Why?
We bucked the trend now for 5 years. It's inevitable. High school graduation rates.
Oh.
You know, and I have a chart that shows that we're losing 500 high school graduates in the next 5 years from our county.
My son will be enrolling next year.
We'll
a couple of his
got
cousins.
One.
But we're not going to, you know, we're going to keep doing the same creative things that we're doing. We're doing the adult market. The
right.
Collegiate program has been fantastic for us. You know, and that's where we really have to expand. That's the high school. We've been teaching in the high schools.
Great. And we talked, or I brought up last month about perhaps taking a little tour of some sort, if we could.
Yep.
See some of these projects that you've been working on.
We'd like to do it next month at 6 o'clock, if everyone could get here.
Yeah.
And today Tracy was here.
Enrolling?
Yeah. And we did a tour of the campus. And,
great.
Gave her a little bit of an update of what we're doing. We'll do the same thing if everyone could get here at 5 by 6 o'clock.
Okay. Right here? We'll meet here?
We'll
or?
Be right here, and we'll have a tour planned out. We'll show you some of the new stuff we've done, and show you some of the stuff that we're about ready to accomplish, and show you the future. So it's like
great.
Three phases, so that'd be great.
All right, and we'll do that.
And we did, actually, I wanted to bring something up. I spoke to you one time about, remember we were talking about tagging a bus and the opioid crisis, you know, dealing with that, and by, you know, doing with the high schools as the, like, their art program. And when I talked to you the last time, of course, you know, there was the county exec was still here, and it made it difficult for me to actually have a conversation with you on that. But anyway, I do want to move forward on that, and I think the committee liked the idea also. I mean, you're talking about the idea of the high schools doing a, you know, want to work on this.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you need, you know, what we'll do is maybe we can, you know, put some money up to help, you know, help in the starting it. I'm not sure exactly how we can do this. But I'd like to use the art programs, and maybe the college goes in and judges them. Maybe that might be a way of going, or if you have anything, you know, ideas about it.
I do. Once in the spring, all the high school, local high schools, not all the districts, so they bring their artwork to our gallery.
Oh.
And we have a high school, outstanding high school showing for 3 or 4 days. But that would be an opportunity to meet some of those instructors and start seeing it for the following year. Tell them, you know,
right.
Next year this would be a major project, and it could be, you know, we could put up prizes of some sort. It wouldn't necessarily have to be money, but just some recognition, their name is on it, and
right.
Show it
well,
in the gallery.
Well, when we thought of, you know, what I thought about is actually, you know, where we could tag one of our buses with the art. We have actually somebody that works in the legislature whose husband does that. That's what Mary Biker's husband.
What does he do?
He's the, he owns Timely Signs.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
the
yeah.
one that actually does all the tagging, like the buses.
The wraps that they put on.
Yeah, he's the one that does all those wraps.
We have well,
his company.
Mm-hmm. We have the Adult Edge program on buses.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Really nice.
Yes.
We've used that for, we've gotten away from the billboards and we've gotten to the buses.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. And I mean, and you know, and what, the way we would think about it is the bus, the type of bus that we want to tag is the buses that go into the you know, It wouldn't make a lot of sense, maybe the Tandem bus that just goes up to the mountains and back. It'd make more sense one that's going to be going in Allendale or in, you know, through Kingston or, you know, and in fact, which, since we're taking over the Kingston run, that might be one of them, that the first one to maybe actually do one that's concentrating and that goes in basically, it's Kingston and it's Esopus, you know, and it also, it's the town of Ulster.
I'm going to make a note of it right now, so tomorrow I'll talk to our marketing director, and she knows the cost and some of the other stuff with it.
Yeah, because what we would do is, like, if you could use your people, we might be able to, you know, pay for the tagging of the bus. I'm not sure exactly what those wraps cost. I know Mary would find out easily enough for us.
All right.
I think it's maybe about 50.
So you want to bring that back next month? Or
sure.
No,
to continue the conversation. Okay. I'm going to take the...
Can I just say one other thing?
Are,
Dave, were you thinking, like, strictly limited to, like, opioid use? Or because what I see right now going on is a lot of the juuling, the e-cigs, like, it's like... The vapors, vapes. It's, like, really, really bad in the schools right now. Bad.
Well, that might be a way. In other words, I was looking at, I mean, we can do
Because that's,
more
I mean, the opioids also, but the e-cigs are like, it's a huge issue in the schools, you know,
it's
and they're using
right
CBD oil in it, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, that might be an idea, too. I mean,
especially ties in good also with raising the age of the sale of tobacco and tobacco-related products also.
Well, it's something that, you know, we can talk about. What we want to do is try to get some of these things set in motion, and we get these, and then we can actually hammer down. Like, we could actually, I mean, I'd have no problem doing it. You know, I'd like to have a couple buses tagged that way.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, we use, you know, the idea that we have lawyers on the buses is not my idea of really...
Public service?
really creating... The public service and those questions
came. We have the bail bondsmen on there too.
Yeah, bail bondsmen, and, you know,
all right.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, to me, and that's one of the reasons why actually, if you might not realize it, but I put the resolution in a few years ago to actually make it where they couldn't just use them that way. They had to use the percentages or use for, you know, public announcements and some, you know, that type of thing rather than
better
just,
use.
Yeah, I got a lot of kickback on that one, but the
makes sense.
They went, you know, they got it passed, so you know, so they can't just use them just for that revenue. Because the revenue, if you look at the amount of money they're making on them, it's really peanuts.
Yeah. All right, next month.
Do that.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to take these resolutions out of order so that we could stay great. We'll do Resolution 147, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for construction.
Sorry.
Okay.
There's one more. I can do the second one, too.
Well, let's roll call that.
Yeah. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None? Great. Thank you. Resolution number 149, establishing capital project number 541, SUNY Ulster Facilities Equipment. Want to tell us about that?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any questions? All right.
I appreciate that. Next, 6 o'clock next month at this time, and we'll talk about the project. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Yep.
I can play golf this year.
Definitely. I got to get my shorts out.
So, Jared, we'll get you out next. How about that? So, do you want to give us an update on that?
Springtime, the farmers are waking up. Everybody's getting busy. This year, it's spotted lanternfly, and hemp is all the talk.
Yes.
There's a lot going on with hemp, but there's actually very little economic activity that can happen because ag and markets is keeping it. They want the market to bottom out, so applications have closed for hemp, but it seems everyone is interested. So a lot of long-term traditional farmers are talking that this could be, they're looking at this as the next generation, kind of like sweet corn was, that made the generation of farmers in the Hudson Valley. But it remains to be seen how much of a change it will be. Of course, we get federal funding, so we're arm's length from any the recreational marijuana discussion that's happening. We're just hemp, so it's fiber, oil, and the CBD, the fiber, and selling of clones and things like that.
Yeah, I'm hearing $40,000 to $50,000 an acre profit from farmers down in Orange County. That's the number they're using.
Potentially, but the danger is right now there's a lot of uncertainty. Last year, so the folks that we know that grew lost a lot because of the rains. So everybody thinks it's a weed that grows, but it's a high tech. It's going to be high tech production to do kind of like anything else. Tomatoes, you get too much, too little. You get the wrong fungus. The big challenge that no one's quite figured out yet is if you're doing for fiber or if you're doing for CBD, you can't have the males and females anywhere close to each other. They pollinate each other. So right now, Ag Markets is not coordinating that. So we were wondering if we should, but I don't know what that entails. Ag Markets should really pick that up. But
you have to figure out if you got a male or a female plant, and then you have THC, which kind of...
Yes.
And you have a whole other set of issues going on.
And a lot of people know how some of their crops destroyed because they come out and they test, and if your THC is above 0.3%, it's this tiny,
that's tragic.
Tiny amount. If you come out at 0.4, they destroy that section of the crop.
And I understand.
That's the risk.
Well, maybe they just needed smoking real quick, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But we were thinking even having a law enforcement training so that people know what it is, because you cannot tell the difference. We've been to some of the farms and, you know, people start putting in acres of what looks like marijuana, and I'm sure people are going to be calling the police and stuff. So we are putting on several information sessions and hosting a lot this incoming year. Yeah. So that's Ag. 4-H, we have some kids calling in to join 4-H clubs. We don't have enough 4-H clubs, so you'll hear us on the radio. We're making a big push to get more 4-H leaders, which is
That's great. Wonderful.
It's great that there's so many kids that want to do it. We're really happy about that. The environment program in the Ashokan.
What's the age of the 4-H community?
From 4 or 5 through high school. I think 5 years old are the clover buds. And they actually do public presentations. We had public presentations here a couple weekends ago, and 5-year-olds were doing public speaking where they present something that they're interested in. It's amazing to see.
What clubs are they interested in joining?
We get a lot of, it's still a lot of the animal clubs. But, you know, now we have clubs on robotics and STEM and rockets. So I think kids just want to get into the 4-H clubs. But we need more 4-H club leaders, and it's a big commitment for parents. Everybody's busy these days, so, I mean, the paperwork alone is quite significant for you to become a 4-H leader. So, but you'll hear us on the radio, because we're going to do a big push this year. Health and nutrition programming, a lot of interest in our cooking classes and our nutrition classes. The farm bill is changing in terms of the expanded food nutrition rules. It's going to be changing at the state level. It's probably going to change at the federal level. So we're looking for alternative funding to keep nutrition programming available outside of the federal funding stream. So that's what we're doing now, approaching some local foundations for that. And in the environment, we have a lot of water activities and climate smart planning activities happening. The Stream Champions Club is starting back up and already full of kids, so it looks like we might need to do a second round of that. And we'll be doing native plantings along streams all throughout this month and next for riparian tree buffer programs. And I know we send you guys the annual reports. I don't know if you have a chance to look at them. Some of your photos are in there, but I think it represents some of the best work we've done in a long time. Again, I have more of these, but I'm just really proud of the team looking at all the stuff that they've done over the last few years. So.
Looks good.
Yeah. And I have some handouts for upcoming classes, just to keep you guys abreast of what's going on. I can pass these around.
So what do you attribute the uptick in children wanting to get involved in these clubs?
I don't know, because we've been worried for a long time. There's so much competition. There's so many different things. 4-H used to be the alternative, the thing that kids did. And then, you know, Boys and Girls Club and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and then now it's that you can take Skype lessons in just about anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's the going back to farms and animals. Not many people can offer that. So
true.
I think that's kind of our competitive advantage, I would say.
Being a farmer is kind of a hip thing to do now.
Everyone wants to own chickens, even in
and
the city.
And chickens, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Now, what are the things that what are the 4-H clubs are that are all together? What are you said there's some that do robotics. Mm-hmm. What else do they do?
STEM activity, there's a rocket. There's a club just for rockets. And then all of the different animal clubs we have.
Cooking, right?
Cooking and I know there's some fashion and crafts. There's
there used
a lot
to be
of
a selling
clovers
one.
Ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. And then the animals get pretty split out. There's horse clubs, rabbit clubs, dog clubs, which are training dogs. It kind of it's up to the leader. So the way we're pitching it to the leader, the parents, is if you have a skill you want to share with the kids, the family, or your kids, the kids in your neighborhood, really is what it comes down to most of the time.
What did they, like, the inner city kids, like Kingston, what would they normally sign up for?
Let me see, what do we have in Kingston? There's some interest in a bike club and a Spanish-speaking 4-H club. So we actually translated all materials for 4-H for the entire state out of our office this year. So hopefully we'll have a Spanish-speaking club that, it depends on what the parents want to do.
Great. Well, thank you. Any questions? No?
We're taking over here on Saturday for Garden Day. If you haven't signed up.
What's that about?
We'll be here at Garden Day. It's the Master Gardeners put on, I think, 7 or 8 different classes during the day. We have speakers of national level speakers come.
Here?
Yep. And this year we're doing some cool stuff like Embrace Your Invasives.
No, is that the spotted lantern fly? Oh,
no,
invasive plants.
Yeah, because we did a paper making class, so you can pull your invasive plants and then make paper out of them.
Oh, wow.
But this is, some invasives are we're not going to get rid of.
Yeah. What about mint?
The state DC has basically said we're not even going to work on these because they're never going away.
Right.
So how do we use that and prevent their spread, but work with what's there? Embrace your invasive.
Oh,
embrace it, we're going.
Planted mint once, and it's like...
Yeah, it takes over.
It's like bamboo. You gotta be
the bamboo is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop.
And grasses. I can't find native perennial grasses to plant.
Yeah.
Although our xeriscape garden out here that we work with the college on has a lot of good examples of what you can't plant. I don't know if you walked through the demonstration garden out front lately.
We have to do that next month when we do our tour.
Bring your galoshes if it rains.
There's not enough there yet.
And I wanted to invite you guys to come to our place for a meeting.
Yeah, we're going to go there for a meeting, right?
Yep.
Yes, we'll do that next month. That's all okay.
Well,
we'll
be next month here.
We'll come here this next month, maybe the month after.
So June. Okay.
Or I wanted to see if you guys wanted to do it at the Hudson Valley Research Lab, which is the Cornell satellite office that does the, they have faculty that do the research. For the apple growers and the grape growers.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Where?
That's in Highlands. On 9
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we can meet there.
Yeah.
They have a meeting room, and then we can tour the facility.
Yeah.
They do some really
that'd be cool.
Hardcore research.
So that's June
farm.
Then? We'll do that?
June.
Yeah.
You okay with that, Julius? I know it's even
Julius is
it's
like,
more
I'll just
miles.
Drive over the mountain.
Just make it work.
Okay. Right.
Go where you need to
be. Is that the same time, then?
Yes, we'll do it at 6:30 and your place. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in touch. I'll send the details in the. Let me just confirm that they're there.
Great.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, moving on. Resolution number 125, confirming appointment of a member to the Ulster County Youth Corps. This is Rachel Coffey from Kingston. A motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
No.
Anyone know Rachel?
Is that a, that's not a reappointment, is it?
I don't believe so.
It doesn't appear to be.
No.
So, Brian, you know, my Ken Cornell is not here. He hasn't been coming.
Yeah, he was on the list.
I know, at one point, you know, we had the feeling that, you know, that somebody that, you know, that they need to show off, that they're going to appoint someone. I mean, I don't have a problem with the person, but...
Neither do I, so long as they meet the parameters. No member of the youth board shall hold any other county or state office. I mean, it looks like... You know,
yeah, she has some experience.
This came through Nina's office? No. Oh, it's just her letterhead.
All right, well, we'll encourage folks from now on to come here and introduce themselves to us. So, the motion and...
Okay, yeah, I know. She was a basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went on a full scholarship.
Yeah, she was very good.
Syracuse,
she played
yeah.
Basketball with my son. And she was her, and the one that's the mayor's, Secretary Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay. What's Lindsay's last name?
Lindsay,
Shoot. I don't know.
How can I not remember the names? I'm good friends with them.
Yes.
Oh, good. It popped in my head and it went out.
I know.
A lot of things do. So you okay with that? All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Tembrook.
Passed.
Yeah,
I wanted to say Templeton, but I know it wasn't that.
All right, Resolution 151, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act and amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to include additional funding from the New York State Office of the Aging. So, reading through the resolution, I believe that this has to do with providers going out into more rural areas and consulting with folks about Part D.
So that will be your prescription plan. I'm fairly certain Part D of Medicare is your prescription.
And
this is for a grant?
I believe that 50% of this is coming from Ulster County, and the other 50% is being taken care of by Medicare, Office of the Aging. Let's see.
Federal.
Federal, yeah. So do I have a motion?
Well, let me read through it first.
Okay. So it looks like 15 and 15.
This is a...
So it's a partner with Jewish Family Services. It's a one-year program, September 30th, 2018 to 2019. Of a two-year NIPA grant ends in 2020.
Began in September 30th, 2018. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm not sure about this, but is this just
taking... It said Friday, February 22nd, response due date. Maybe they've already submitted and they just need our approval, I don't know. is allocated from the State Office of the Aging of a total of, looks like there's 15.5 up.
For us?
No. Yeah, for Ulster.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just monies due our way.
So this is actually just increasing the money that, and it's accepting money from the state then, right?
It looks like that to me.
Yeah, it's an increase. Yeah, that's all it is. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, it's just that getting, we apparently got almost 5,000 more than they expected to get, so now we have to, that we budgeted for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just having to accept it. So it's not, it's just adding to a program that's not our accepting state money, so. I don't think we're going to turn that down. So I'm
no.
It's to get the 15.5.
It's actually only to get 5 more. Mm. It's 5 grand more. It's like, that's why they...
No, it's not. Yeah, it's to get the 5 more.
Oh, it says
it's
amount requested, 15,553. If you look at the last page of our packet,
yes,
the very last page... Like at least it's the last page. That's the ask. Right there, Dave. That very last page.
Not
yep,
requested.
That one.
15, yeah.
Look at that. Looks like that's
what
you
choose.
Yeah, no, that's
the
initial. Yeah, that's what they're moving it up to.
Okay.
So if you look at, if you look on page, the resolution 151 is page 2.
Yeah, I see
two.
That's here on Mary's. Yeah.
There, what we're doing is increasing the insurance counselors by 4,690, and then we're increasing the federal aid by 4,690. So what that's doing is being added to the other.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just we got a little more money than I expected. Well, actually, a lot more considering it added about 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which is a lot more for that little program. All right,
I'll
move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Very good. All right. Mohonk won't be here, and that's my fault. I'm just sorry.
I'm Mohonk. We should go there for a field trip.
Well... That's that would great. Be a great thing to do.
Would.
And it would be closer.
We got passes 1 year. Were you here when we got them?
No.
All the legislators got passes. I wasn't here.
Do you want to have a meeting there?
Ago.
I mean...
Yeah.
I like to see places.
So that would be the...
for Julian's. Hey, it's closer. It's closer to you.
I'm telling you.
That's closer,
it's
yeah.
It's
a great
can
idea.
Make no difference.
Yeah.
Get in the car and go.
Okay, let's do that then. July Mohonk Preserve. That'll be fun. Great.
Yeah, just ask him if he doesn't mind.
Oh, I know he'd love it. There you go.
I looked at something there at one time. I can't remember.
Now, I'm not talking about the mountain house. I'm talking about the preserve. Okay.
That's true, yeah.
All right.
It's still beautiful.
I don't want
though,
you to show.
Also.
It is.
Oh, I shouldn't show up top at the gatehouse.
At the,
for tea.
Yeah, that in the dining room.
I'll meet you in the dining room. I'll be sitting there all by myself.
There is a bar there, you know.
There's a couple bars there.
Yeah. All right, is there any new business? Old business? Motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you.